Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg tomorrow, 13:27. Pretoria, 14:30. And Mbombela, 13:30.
On the roads in Pretoria, you can expect delays on the N14 north heading towards the R101 interchange. And the traffic is moving slowly in Midrand on the N1 north from the Buccleuch interchange heading towards the Samrand Road exit.
Australia 74-3 in the semi-final against the Proteas at the T20 World Cup, and Supersport against Chiefs headlines the Carling knockout action this weekend.
The board of state-owned company Petro SA has suspended Group CEO Xolile Sizani just 8 months after his appointment. In a statement released this afternoon, the board said Sizani has been recused from his duties pending the outcome of an ongoing investigation. Mete Fusi has been appointed to act in the position effective immediately, and he was the former CEO of Transnet International Holdings. In other news, President Cyril Ramaphosa says he's still reviewing a report submitted by Justice Minister Thembi Simelane regarding allegations related to a VBS bank loan. So the report concerns a 500,000 rand loan received from Gundo Wealth Solutions during her time as mayor of Polokwane, and it sparked widespread criticism. When questioned by members of parliament today, here's what he had to say once more.
I did say, and with the active participation of the minister, and I said that I've requested the minister to submit to me a report on exactly what has happened. That document report has been submitted together with various annexures, and that is a matter that I'm giving consideration to.
Then to Sharpeville, 5 people have been arrested for public violence following raids on foreign-owned spaza shops by residents. Residents earlier today stormed the shops, removing products that they claim has expired. The raid was sparked by the fatal shooting of a local shop owner last night. And following the postponement of SA Rugby's meeting to discuss a proposed equity deal with US-based sport groups, Sport Minister Gaetan McKenzie says work is underway to find a middle ground for all parties involved. Speaking in Johannesburg today, McKenzie said he was initially concerned that no South African partners were included in the proposed deal, but after that was resolved, there were calls for more transparency and thorough consultation. McKenzie said SARU was not the only union to experience a financial crunch. However, on Monday, he called for the meeting to be halted until he's full appraised on its details.
So I can only urge, but I can't truly, fully instruct, because that might be deemed as interference, and then you get banned. So what they did, they came back, they said they've got South African partners now. I said, all right, if that's the case, it's good. Then my office got complaints from the rugby union presidents. So they were supposed to vote today. I then said, stop that meeting, let us meet again, so everybody can be happy with the deal.
Moving abroad, according to Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, Russia is preparing to deploy 10,000 North Korean soldiers in the fight against his country. He cited intelligence information. Now, he's previously accused North Korea of sending troops to Russia's army, but this was the first time that he gave an exact figure. I'm Marlina Fischer with Nuus te Uur. Petro SA se bestuurshoof is geskort hangende 'n ondersoek.
Thanks so much, Marlina. There was some very sad news in the earlier hours of this morning about the passing of former One Direction member Liam Payne. So we are going to give you some One Direction to ease the sadness a bit.
Written in these walls are the stories that I can't explain. Leave my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones. Seems to me that when I die, these words will be